Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Warning you now, we're going for top 10 all-time shows we've done in 30 years today, Al. We got 10. It all. We got it all.
Cool.
Al, great topics, great guests. Wall-to-wall Joe Conklin today. Live in studio for the entire show.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Live?
No. He's the contest today. You'll explain later. A new Conklin song. I'm not going to lie to you. It's kind of negative towards Sidney Jones. It's kind of negative towards Sidney Jones. Billy King is here.
Yeah.
And he will analyze the brilliant behavior of the executives at that news conference last Friday. Billy, that was textbook, wasn't it?
Well, I was flying, so.
Oh, don't you do that. You're not dodging me today, Billy. You had four days. You do some show prep around here.
No, you wanted me to tell you about when I fired Kapler last week, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Al, we may have fisticuffs. This might be a problem over the long haul. But we got so much ground to cover. And now you know me, I can't stand when we're the story.
Okay. Yeah.
But we start today's show, we're the story. We're here minding our own business, 8 o'clock yesterday. Yeah. Doug Peterson comes out of show, right? And Al, I'm giving him pretty much standard questions. Yeah. And I ask him, you know, you're happy that Dallas lost. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's always great when Dallas loses.
It is, yeah.
I wasn't ready for the next thing he said. Were you ready for it?
No.
You did know instantly that we were going viral, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. But it was even more viral than I thought.
Oh, no.
By the time I got home, like 11-something, I got, it leads ESPN's website, Sports Illustrated's website. It's everywhere. All the local websites. Doug Peterson puts up bulletin board material. Here is exactly what Doug Peterson said on our show.
We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play. And we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
Billy, you're the GM.
Yes.
That's bold.
I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's that bad?
No, because I think what he's trying to set the message to the team, we're going to win the game. We're going
all
down
right.
to the win.
I did not. I knew he was going to get in trouble for it, but I also knew what he was going to say. I even followed it up, Al. Mm-hmm. This is weird because, I'm supposed to be a radio talk show host troublemaker.
Yeah.
But now I actually, because this win is so huge to me as a fan, that I actually tried to help him a little by going, oh, Doug, you sound really confident.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, I should be confident. I believe in my football team. I was trying, but that part, by the way, when it went viral, that part was complete.
Oh, no, it's over.
It was over. They had the cut now.
Best to downplay it.
No, you did not downplay it.
Rhea
put it in every update. Rhea was really fanning that flame. And I kept going, well, I know he's going to get in some trouble for this, but the way the day went, though, the twists in this day of trash talking are unbelievable. All right, so anyway. By noon now, this is 4 hours later, he's really trying to recast what he said. And here's his explanation of what he said on our show.
Never said that. I never said that. Never said guarantee a win. No, I'd never do that. No.
You told us attempt to win a game, but on the radio you said we're going to go down there and win a game. Do you regret just the way you phrased it? Or?
No, because, it shows confidence in our football team. And I promise you, Jason Garrett's going to say the same thing with his team. They're going to win the football game as well. I'm not going to stand up here and go on record and say we're going to go down there and try to win a game. It just doesn't show confidence.
All right, Jason Garrett, for the record, did not say we're going to beat the Eagles Sunday. In fact, he seemed pleased that Doug had said what he said. But the truth is, and Billy, you know this as well as I, what he was saying was nothing that extreme. However, you can't say it today with tweets and Facebook and very tight clips and all that. You can't do it anymore.
And that's the problem with social media now. Things get bigger than life.
Absolutely. So this goes on. Do they even have bulletin boards anymore?
I don't know. Probably
we call
not.
It bulletin more material. Rhea, you don't have a bulletin board, do you?
No.
Rhea, the fact of the matter is that it's all done now with the little phone.
Yes.
Right? So it went on the phones everywhere. Oh, boy. Doug is talking big. I don't have a problem with it. I'll be honest with y'all. Part of it is my own selfish reasons, because he did it on our show. I got to be happy about that, right? But what happened next, I was not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Brown.
Oh, boy.
Zach Brown, last Friday, stepped in it. Al, he stepped in it.
Yeah.
And it probably had a bearing on what happened Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Zach Brown was on Friday doing his normal, you know. Why did they even ask him? I forget he was on the team. He hasn't done anything all year.
Because he played with him. So,
I guess. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's
Washington.
What it was.
Yeah, he came to Washington.
He knew Cousins from Washington. Yeah. And he took a shot at Cousins and basically said Cousins was the weakest part of their offense. And here's his actual words.
I think every defense is going to want that guy to throw the ball. For me, that's Tyree, the weakest part of their offense.
Now, little did we know when he was uttering that term that he had a shovel in his hand and was digging his grave as an Eagle. Because that's what ultimately happened. Now, then Sunday, before I you know, bring you up to date on Zach Brown, Sunday, he played inconspicuously.
I saw the back of his jersey a lot, but I saw that on most D-backs or most
I enjoyed
defense.
My adverb there.
Yeah.
He was not prominent in his display of skills.
Yeah, that's another word for invisible.
Which, frankly, is what he's done. Yeah, he's pretty much invisible right now. And then, so now, you know, follow-up story. You know how they do this? You're up in the news, in the press box. You go, all right, we got five different reporters here. What are you going to do? I'll do the Zach Brown sidebar as he eats his words, because Cousins had a great day.
Those conversations are funny, by the way, on who's taking what.
No, I love it. They all have to decide who's doing what. So they go down, and the poor fools that had to do the Zach Brown sidebar did not get a lot from Zach Brown. Here was his attitude after the loss.
Do you wish maybe you didn't say what you said about Cousins?
I'm here to talk about the game, not about that.
That was a big part of it. Cousins.
Any other questions besides about Kirk Cousins?
Billy, Billy's cringing. Come on, Billy. Tell me what you're feeling there.
If you're going to say it on Friday, then Sunday you got to accept it and own it.
You got at that point, you got to go, well, he played a hell of a game.
Yeah, he played a hell of a game.
Give him something, right?
Yeah,
what do you mean I'm not taking questions on Kirk Cousins?
Then you say, how did you think he played?
Yeah.
Do you think he played better than you did, Zach? Well, here comes the twist. Now, after Nigel Bradham went down,
yeah,
the Eagles are not deep at the linebacker position. Zach Brown was caught.
Yeah.
Released last night. Zach Brown was released last night. Al, help me out here.
I don't know how much one had to do with it. I
don't get what's our stand on trash talk. It sounds like the coach did a little himself. They didn't cut him.
Yeah, coach can do it.
Player can't do it.
Didn't Malcolm Jenkins say something similar?
Well, there's a pecking order.
Yeah. Of course there is.
Yeah, that's really, if you're on the fringe, keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
Right? Like Billy, if Allen Iverson said something, it didn't matter.
No.
Practice, no one's cutting him. But if a guy on the very fringe of the roster, you're probably going to get rid of him.
Exactly right.
Rajah Bell?
All right. I forgot we had him. You're right. Good one, Rhea.
He ended up being a pretty good player.
No,
but here's the question.
That's the first name I thought.
And I'm going to turn this into what the real issue is, because none of this is the real issue of what's going on. Al, the question is double standard? Coach could say whatever he wants, players can't?
Yeah, a player's different. You're on the field. You really, your player says something like that, it's really impactful because you can go right at them. The stuff on the field that goes on, the penalties, it can get nasty.
What are they going to say about
what's that clappy guy going to do to him?
Jason Garrett is going to confront him on the field.
What's it going to get?
How dare you? How dare you say that? You expect your team to win? I can't believe you said that. Really wasn't all that bad to begin with. All right, bottom line is this, though. Here's the real story. In cutting Zach Brown, one of Howie Roseman's key offseason acquisitions, it yet again underscored his failure in the past off season. He failed. He failed, and that's the real story. That's why it's a good day to have Billy here. Zach Brown was paid $3 million guaranteed out, and they cut him. There's a linebacker who couldn't lineback, all right? L.J. Fort, who's also a special teams guy, he was brought in also. Three-year, $5.5 million, but only $2 million was guaranteed. That's two more million down the toilet. They cut him a couple of weeks ago. So those are two guys out. He put $5 million into it, got nothing out of.
Mm-hmm.
All right? In addition to that, he let Michael Bennett go. Now, Bennett's bitching in New England, but they're undefeated.
Yeah, he didn't get much playing
time.
Bennett has had very little playing time, has three sacks.
Yeah.
We have one player with more than three sacks, Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
That's all we have. He hasn't hardly played. Would he look better here, Al? Would you like him here?
I would like him here.
Right? He was a troublemaker, but worth it. He was a good player, right? In addition, here's who he added because, you know, he cleared some room. So here's who he added. Malik Jackson, he was going to be an incredible terror up the middle. He can't play. He's hurt. Rhea, how long is Malik Jackson?
I think he's out for the year.
Oh, great. Good move, Howie.
I got to check. Jernigan may come back, but I think
Deshaun Jackson, another addition out. 3 years, $27.9 million. He may play Sunday. He's played one game. Great when he's playing. He's got to play.
Well, yeah.
He's 32. He's got to play.
Yeah, you take that risk, though.
Vinnie Curry, $2.25 million wasted. He's done nothing. Al, has Vinnie Curry done anything?
No.
All right. Andrew Zendejo, he's made some cheap hits. couple of interceptions. I don't know if you want to call him a plus. Dillard and Sanders were the two top draft picks. Too early to say. On both of them. You agree with
Sanders
that?
Sanders looks like he could be a player.
Right. Yeah. Whiteside, wide receiver, they desperately need.
One, two, Kevin.
That's not looking good at all, Rhea. Right?
And, there have been receivers picked after him having much better years.
And Josh McCown, backup quarterback. That's a terrible year. You did nothing at the cornerback position.
Yeah, and they let Chris Long retire.
Long is gone too, you're right. They miss him too.
Yeah.
They miss his leadership and they miss his great third down play.
Mm-hmm.
They had, Billy, at what point does a GM look at what he did prior to a season and go, well, it's not working out right. I did a poor job.
You're always looking at it. You're always evaluating where you are.
Right.
And also you make decisions. If you think you made a bad decision, you move on.
Fix it.
You fix it and you cut and move on.
That's the one thing. There's still a glimmer of hope. We cast our hopeful eyes toward Al Morganti.
Me?
Yes, you, Al.
The hell did I do?
You don't even know. He just said it like 3 minutes ago.
Right, he did.
I think he's early signs of dementia. I think he's got dementia. Al, what are the Eagles pressing on in an effort to truly improve their secondary?
They keep trying to get Jalen Ramsey. They keep trying to get him.
How often?
Every week.
Every single week they call on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, just
every single week.
Well, we're hoping they're not being put on hold when somebody else is on
the
line.
The Chiefs.
And this is a report from who, Al?
Chris Mortensen, I believe.
ESPN. And Chris Mortensen knows. Yeah. This at least tells me Howie is aware of a horrendous problem. Billy, they can't cover the pass.
Yeah, and
cover the pass.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's trying to fix it.
They can't cover the pass. You're watching the same games I am, right? Is it amazing to me how many guys are wide open?
They are open and but they said it's fixable.
Fixable.
Oh,
well, yeah, you get better players.
It's fixable?
Everything's fixable. You get a better player.
They better do it. Here's the problem. There's still a couple of weeks before the trade deadline. They need help now. Right? Al, do you know what we're all doing right now? I'm going to tell you what we're doing. It's sad. It's pathetic. I personally, as a big fan of the Eagles, am praying for a slow recovery by Amari Cooper.
Correct.
Because if Amari Cooper plays Sunday, he's going to run amok on our secondary. Mm-hmm. He's just really good and they're not. And I need him to be hurt. Hmm. If he's not, Doug Peterson's trash talk might turn out to be very hollow. That's all I'm saying. Now, I would strongly urge you on faith to jump on live right now because I got a Lane Johnson jersey. I got Del Frisco gift card, 100 bucks. Oh, big juicy steak, lemon cake, all that stuff. I got four great prizes today. And the contest, Al, is you're going to love it. because it's a morning of Joe Conklin, wall-to-wall Conklin. Oh, God. And I'm going to lead it off with his brand-new song, When We Return, on Sidney Jones. And it's not positive. 888-729-9494. If you want to win a prize today, all you got to do is understand the body of work of Philadelphia legend, Joe Conklin. WIP Sports Dive 650.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.